Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Conversation. We continue from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Let's run down the scores from last night. Girls scores first. Oakland top Lebanon 50-36. It was Mount Juliet squeaking by the Blackman Lady Blaze 44-38. Eagleville Blasted Community 60-39. And in overtime, Ravenwood defeated Smyrna 50-49. On the boys' side of things, another win for Mike Wright and crew 52-42. It's been a good week. Undefeated week this week for Mike Wright. 52-42 over Lebanon last night. Blackman 44, Mount Juliet 39. Community defeated Eagleville 64-54. Ravenwood got past Smyrna 42-40. Time to talk Oakland Lady Patriot basketball, and Jennifer Grandstaff joins us here this morning. And, Coach, last night rekindled some old District 7 AAA fire, didn't we?
We did. It was a good game, great crowd, good atmosphere, and played well. So it was a positive in all aspects last night.
Certainly have had some battles over the years, you know, the 90s,
game.
You know, that Lebanon rivalry always brings back some good memories. I remember Randy playing the Lebanon boys like four or five times one year. It's don't get to see those folks in Warren County and Sparta quite as much, but and Cookeville. But I can always remember the district tournament battle you had at Cookeville. I don't know how many overtimes it was.
Yeah, I think it was four overtimes that year. It was a great game.
Those are some great memories. You've been at this quite a while, haven't you?
Quite a while. Things have changed quite a bit, too.
Most certainly.
During that course of that time.
We got to see your Lady Patriots on Monday at Shelbyville, and I don't know that I have ever seen a game where a team was 3 of 9 in the first half from the free throw line and wound up the game 31 of 49.
It was tough game. A lot of people want to talk about that, and I'm not a big one to sit there and criticize and blame one certain aspect of the game. You know, the bottom line is we got beat, didn't play well enough in the first half to be successful. And, you know, we battled back. I was proud of the way our kids overcame a lot, especially in the first half. We battled back. I think we went down 4 at half, and it just kind of got ugly in the third quarter. We got in a lot of foul trouble, and then we made a little run again, and then just didn't have enough firepower to overcome the hole that we did dig ourselves in the first quarter. But again, I was disappointed a little bit in the way we came out ready to play. I thought Shelbyville had us on our heels pretty much all the first quarter. We were just a little step slow, didn't react to their aggressiveness, and that ended up 20-7 in the first quarter. And then, like I said, we challenged, stepped up a little bit. But again, just fell short and got in foul trouble. It just wasn't real pretty all the way around.
I know the second quarter, I think you won the second quarter 17-8.
Right.
You climbed back into it. Then the third quarter is when things began to unravel a little bit. When a team, your opponent shoots 31 or gets 31 points off of free throws,
right,
but you only lose by 10. I guess there are some good things that you can get out of that when you look at the fact that you did keep battling.
We did. We looked at the stats after the game, and my gosh, we had 28 offensive rebounds and did only go to the free throw line 18 times. So I thought we really battled in the paint. We're pretty physical. We only had 12 turnovers. We didn't shoot the ball near as well as what we normally do, and I thought they shot lights out. I mean, sometimes I think they had their eyes closed and threw a three in off the backboard and went in. It's just one of those nights where, you know, it just didn't go our way, everything fell for Shelbyville on that given night. But again, you know, we learned a lot from it. I thought we played well enough to win, just came up short.
You did, with the foul trouble, have the opportunity to play a lot of kids.
We did. And put us in a little bit of a predicament.
Yeah, but that gives them some good time
on
the floor.
Sure, gives them some experience. Big plus in that game, I thought Randy Bivens came in and did a great job for us. She's got a scorer's mentality. She's always thinking one step ahead. Sometimes gets a little over-anxious, but, you know, she's young, and it's awful new to her, but I think with more experience she'll just really develop into a very good player for us. Kiera House plays on and off for us. She's a very good defender. Again, offensively, just trying to make strides in the positive direction.
She looks like she may be the fastest kid
on
the team.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's quick as lightning, and, you know, she does. She really does make good things happen for us on defense. Last night, unfortunately, she went down, hit her head, and, you know, with the new rule of concussions, we have to get her cleared through a doctor, so she was out for the ball game last night. But, again, you know, Kiera's made some big progress in throughout the summer and continues to this year.
Jennifer Grandstaff, our guest. I guess basketball is in the Bivens blood, though.
It is, yeah. Yeah, Randy comes from a family that's just loves athletics. Big basketball players. Alex was a great player at Riverdale. I mean, I don't know how many threes she buried on us in the left corner at Riverdale. I can still remember it. But, yeah, she's a fun kid to coach, Alex is. Randy is.
Randy. Last night in the game versus Lebanon, well, I wanted to make a point about Monica Barrett. She kind of struggled in the game at Shelbyville. But last night she kind of broke out of the doldrums, it seems.
You know, it's great for Monica. She's you know, she's been through the trenches with us. She's stuck with us. She's been involved in the program for 4 years. She struggled this year. She knows it. I think everybody in our program knows it. And it was just great for her to see her come out and hit the shot. She's worked a lot on catch and ready and looking to score versus just catching the ball and reversing the basketball. We've talked to her a lot about that. We've talked to her a lot about getting involved in the game and don't worry so much about her shot. You know, do something else positive and let the shot come forward, you know, to you instead of press so much for it. And I thought everything was a lot more natural for her throughout the course of the game. She stepped up big for us. 21 points last night. Lebanon kind of packed it in, sat in his zone after the second quarter, and Monica shot the ball well. Randy came in and hit a couple threes for us. But, you know, just happy for Monica. It's such a great girl, and you know, she's paid her dues, and hopefully she'll continue to shoot it well for us.
I guess after the Shelbyville game, you had to kind of look back, and it's not – I mean, it was the first and only loss you've had this year, so it's not like it has been a terrible year. But
no.
It probably was a motivator.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think, you know, your kids, you know, they're teenagers, are 14, 15, 16 years old. They get complacent very easy. You know, they question a lot, like, why do we got to – you know – you know, it's just a constant battle. You got to work hard. You got to press hard. You can't let up. And a lot of times kids don't understand that. So I think definitely it was an eye-opener for them. Made them realize that, you know, we got to come ready to play every night. You know, like I talk to our kids, you know, we're not good enough to have an off night and be successful. I mean, we got to really be competitive on all aspects of the floor. We got to execute. And we got to do little things right and put together a good defensive game for us to be successful. If we don't, you know, we're not going to have much chance of being a winner when we walk off that floor.
Saw you, I guess maybe it was the Tullahoma game. I think that's right. And the defense was just unrelenting. All right, let's continue the conversation here with Oakland coach Jennifer Grandstaff, Lady Patriot basketball. We were talking about some of the players on the team and about how you rely on the defense. And, Coach, I want to also bring this back over to a couple of the players. I really think that even in the loss, Ellen Riggins at Shelbyville played she kind of kept you in the game at times.
She kept us in the game. She carried us pretty much throughout the whole game. You know, I think the first thing you notice about Ellen when you look at her is just her strength, how much more physical she's gotten, how much more aggressive she's gotten. I think that comes with maturity also. Ellen's really, you know, bought into the weight room, understands the importance of putting in the extra time in the gym, and it's starting to pay off for her. She did. She carried us throughout the Shelbyville game. She had 24 points, 22 rebounds against good competition. You know, it was they had some bigs going against her, she did, you know, she just did a really good job of going after the basketball, pursuing the basketball. She did. She pretty much single-handedly kept us in that ball game.
24 points, 22 rebounds in that one. Last night she had, what, 15 points,
15 16
rebounds.
16 rebounds. Think about it, and she just, I think she had 16 offensive rebounds in the Shelbyville game, and I haven't finished the stats of the game last night, but, you know, she's just given us so many more opportunities to score at the basket, so... You know, can't be any more pleased with her effort right now and her aggressiveness.
She has really become like a leader on the court,
too. Oh, she has. You know, Sometimes you just kind of sit back and observe your kids in practice and just watch what's going on. And Ellen's always, she has become a leader. She's always positive. She's enthusiastic. She kind of sets the tone for us. And if she doesn't set the tone for us, sometimes it's not a real fun day. Just a pleasant young lady. She is just really developing into a really neat young lady and a great basketball player.
To see that growth, in the end, you're teaching these young people not only basketball, but you want them, when they're seniors, to be able to be ready and go out into this world.
Sure.
And be all they can be. And she's a great example of someone who's going to be very successful.
Oh, Ellen is. She's got a great head on her shoulders. Just great family support. She's outside of basketball, she's going to, she's a 4.0 student. She's in the International Baccalaureate program. She's going to be a huge success in life, no doubt about it.
You've got a lot of kids like that.
I do.
I'm
very fortunate. Yep. That International Baccalaureate program has definitely helped us. We've got very smart kids, very intelligent kids, just grounded kids, just make good decisions on the court, off the court. So, again, we are fortunate in that aspect.
You're bringing up several leaders, and some are young and learning from the older ones, but you've got a team, and I'm thinking of Emily Eubank.
Sure.
I know you like a point guard that can be the team leader. Corbeth comes to mind,
yeah,
for instance, from
she
several
was a great
years
one.
Ago. So, and that has been something that you really have not had in the last few years.
But we haven't.
You've got someone now here that it can be a young leader on the floor.
Yeah, Emily does a great job. She's such a competitor. That's the best thing about Emily. Another young lady that understands the importance of doing everything extra you can possibly do to better yourself. Just a great kid. Like I said, a tremendous competitor. When I look at our success we've had in the last couple years, you got to give Emily Eubank a lot of credit for it, because I don't think there's anything more important out on the floor than a heady point guard and a strong point guard, and then you put her competitive with her tenacity and everything else she brings to our team, and I think that's a big reason why we've been fortunate enough to have a very competitive last year, and hopefully be a much improved this year throughout the course of the year.
One thing that I think, and this is just an opinion, I don't know if you agree or not, I have asked Mike about this a couple of times, one thing that's only going to help the Oakland programs athletically is what's right across the street.
Oh,
in the
sure.
middle school. It's so nice to have that over there. And the reason I'm thinking about that is because Emily's got a sister.
Sure, Ansley. I got a little nervous when they Oakland Middle was in the works, and then there was talk that it wasn't going to make, and then it was going to make. And I thought, gosh, we were the only high school that didn't have a true feeder school, and it's just going to get better and better. Charlotte P. is our middle school coach over there, and just does a great job. She's got a great eighth grade class that we're real excited about. So it just makes our program stronger. We work well together. We're both in it. We love what we do and work well together. And just she's a great person to have over there and to bring up that program. So yeah, it is. It's exciting.
It's a more competitive league. And when you had Las Casas and Kittrell and Walter Hill and all of those teams, there were some good players on that, but you bring them in from all different places.
Right.
Now they're coming from one place.
One solid program, yeah. One system. So, and Charlotte does quite a bit of what we do. So, and teaches a lot of fundamentals. So we do. We feel we're much more ahead of the game when they enter their freshman year versus when they came from three or four different feeder schools.
Jennifer, if someone had said between November and Christmas you will be 8-1, would you have taken that?
Gosh, I'd take it. I didn't. It's one of those things, you just don't know where you stand right now. I think we've got a chance to be really competitive, but again, it's one of those things where we all have got to come ready to play. So we'll see. There's a lot of basketball left, but right now, I think our kids feel good and confident about themselves, and we're just continue to press on.
Christmas coming up, the holidays, what will the Lady Patriots be participating in?
We're actually involved in a tournament at Warren County. It's a four-day tournament before Christmas. We play Monday at 1 o'clock against Moore County, which ought to be a very good game. Outside of that, it's a huge scenario, win or lose. You play Tuesday, and everybody's off on Wednesday. Then you'll finish out Thursday and Friday. So it's just kind of hard to go through all the different scenarios. And then after Christmas, on the 28th through the 30th, we'll play at Hickman County in a Christmas tournament there. So a lot of basketball here in the next couple weeks.
You won't be breaking out any of the old Moore County attire.
No. I retired that a long time ago.
I guess it seems like it hasn't been that long ago. But
long.
The guy on the other bench is kind of familiar too, I guess, huh? Moore County?
Bruce Slayton.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know Bruce a little bit, but on the guy side of things, I know you know that guy pretty well. Isn't that Mooney? Billy's at Page.
No, Billy's coaching Page girls, which That's actually right. We might have a chance to play.
I knew they were in the tournament, yeah. I thought. So.
They're in the Hickman County tournament, yeah.
So that's the Christmas slate. District starts in January
6th.
I guess you start with the defending district champion.
Sure. Yeah, we did. We were fortunate enough, I don't know, to draw that number.
It seems
like it's been the last, this would be 3 years straight that we open up with Riverdale. But it'll be, we've got to approach it as a great challenge and see how well we can compete with them. Riverdale's extremely talented. As I mentioned before, they've got 4 or 5 Division I athletes in their starting lineup. So it'll be a big challenge for us. I just want our players to be excited about the challenge and go in there ready to compete and give ourselves an opportunity to be competitive and see where we go from there.
I think it was said this morning by someone, and it wasn't on the air, but it's okay. The fact that on a given night when you have any coach playing any district team, girls basketball, let's take that for instance, you know each other so well. You know the tendency so well. The coaching in this district is probably, from top to bottom, as good as you're going to get anywhere. It's pretty tough.
Oh, it is. We do. We have great coaches in our league. People that really study the game and just, live it and they breathe it. So it does. It makes it even more competitive. You got to have great players. And then, as a coach, I think everybody in our district definitely does their homework, studies the opponent, tries to put together a great game plan. And I think the kids that go out and execute it to perfection are the teams that are going to see a lot of success in the district.
Jennifer, I appreciate you coming in this morning. And if you could do something about Pierre Lyons' Christmas ties, that would be nice. But if not, we'll just let it go.
I'll let them know that.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer. Merry Christmas.
Okay, thank you.
Jennifer Grandstaff joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Hope you'll hang in there with us when we come back. We're going to have Chris Lynch from Eagle Bowl talking some Lady Eagles basketball when we come back. Stay with us.